Good morning. 7:09, I think. I looked just a second ago and now I can't remember. 7:09:23, August 2016. I wrote some yesterday, it wasn't enough, but I wrote some. I got the books ordered for Colorado Gold. We'll probably sell a few, I don't know. We'll see. I need to finish the presentation. It's due in a couple of weeks, which means I need to get it finished so I can sort of check it over a bit. I got the outline from, I think I mentioned this the other day, I got the outline from my proposal. I need to rethink, because my presentation is actually strayed a little bit from the proposal outline in ways I'm not happy with, in large part because I've only got an hour, one solitary hour, to cover lists, Author Central, and I know I can't remember the third thing. I'm walking, I'm not talking, I'm thinking about movers and shakers and hot new releases. Two of the lists that very few people either know about or pay attention to. Movers and Shakers is an updated list for books that have changed rank significantly in the previous 24 hours. So it's updated hourly, and it checks for books that have moved a lot, that have relatively high velocity. So books that have moved a lot in a short period of time. Movers and Shakers is a way to reinvigorate an old title. It's one of the few reasons I can think of to run an ad beyond the immediate sale of books. If you can jump up from 100,000 to 10,000, that's a pretty big jump in sales rank. And if that sales rank is high enough, then the book appears on the hot new releases, and it'll stick there for a little while. So people who are looking at hot new releases can have an opportunity to see it. Not hot new releases. Movers and Shakers have an opportunity to see it. Hot new releases is a 30-day window where new books, particularly new books with some velocity to them, show up. Getting on hot new releases means your book is likely to be showing on the bestseller list. There's a little sidebar for hot new releases. Movers and Shakers used to be on there, hasn't been on there for a while. The highest rated used to be there. I don't know if highest rated is even still a thing anymore, since so many people have gamed ratings. When I was looking the other day, I didn't see it. Doesn't mean it's not there, because Amazon is always changing up the way their pages display. So the four lists are bestsellers, popularity, hot new releases, and movers and shakers. And really, I'm just as guilty of this, so I understand how it's easy to miss. If you go in to Amazon and you take the genre button on Kindle books, ebooks, over on the left-hand side, and you start drilling down through the various categories, you're in the popularity list. You're not in the bestseller list. In order to get to the bestseller list, you can either search for the bestseller list on Amazon, or you can just pick a book, any book, that's in the genre you want, and look to see what the bestseller list is by clicking on the number one book in that category. It'll show you the bestseller list down in product details. If it's the number one book in the category, it will show up with its sales rank being number one in that category. And then you can drill down to look at the top 100. I think you could probably even go more. But that's an interesting, if you're on the fence about category and you're trying to publish a new book, that's a good way to figure out how you can get the most visibility. Go with the one that has the lowest ranked number 100 morning, and you only need to beat that number to get into that category's bestseller top 100 list. You'll be at the end of it, 5 pages down, but you'll be on it. The other thing to look at is how big up is the top 20 title. What's the sales rank of the top 20 title? To get on the first page, you need to beat that sales rank. Now, it's going to change from day to day. It may change from hour to hour. But if you're paying attention to categories, you'll be able to see, you know, it's like, okay, this subcat, because you want to be all the way at the bottom category. This subcat is number 20 is 10,000. This subcat is the number 20 is 1,000 sales rank. It'll be easier to get into the first category on the first page than it is a second category. And if it really is sort of a toss-up between this category and that category, I'd go with the less competitive category. That's not why I picked Space Opera. I picked Space Opera because Space Opera, it had to be Space Opera. There isn't anything else. Ishmael Wong, Seeker's Tales, Trader's Tales, Smuggler's Tales, Shaman's Tales. There's nothing else that would fit in the subcats besides Space Opera. It just doesn't fit. So I've got a lot of thinking to do. I got a lot of writing to do. I'm writing on To Fire Called, and I'm going to try not to talk about the story. I'm trying to talk about any spoilers. monk post. But the story is coming together in strange ways. I'm going to have to write to the end and figure out what I need to cut out. I may need to cut out a lot of this stuff in the beginning. Just because it was throwing words on a page. I liked where it's going. It's going much more into Ishmael's head than it is into the dark, into fire. We'll get to fire. I'm sure we will get to fire. I will make it a point that we will get to fire. A beer bottle sitting upright, intact, on the side of the road. Interesting. I think it was a craft brew. The label was turned away, I couldn't really tell. Anyway, so September 9th, my books will be here on September 1st, so I have plenty of time. I've got to get a punch list together, print out the list that I sent off to Nina Els, so I know I have the right number of books for her. I don't have South Coast in paper yet. It's the one paperback that is still shows as unfinished on my status board. I need to finish that. Good morning. And I can put that one away as well. I haven't had any coffee yet this morning. I got up and the coffee pot was set, but I didn't put any water in it. I had coffee in it, but I didn't put any water in it last night. So, yeah, needless to say, the brew was a bit thin this morning. Or a bit stiff, if you consider that it was all still in the basket. And while I got up at 5:30, I was dubbing around. Next thing I know, it's well past sunrise. It's coming up on 7 o'clock. So I quickly got my buns in a hustle and moved out. So I haven't had any coffee, I haven't had any food. I got an appointment at 11. I gotta go back and talk to the bank again. I really need to get back into the 5K habit to get this Two Fire Called done and in progress before Milk Run comes back. It'll take me a day to put Milk Run together. And get it published in an ebook, and then I'll have two books that need paperback. I have to break into these. I got to get these boxes of books into the house again. In large part because I've taken up my trunk. Got a whole trunk full of books. But I've got a set aside for Dan. Dan? You know who you are. You've been very patient, and I've got your books. I need to get them signed, packaged, weighed up, and sent out. It's a lovely morning. It is a lovely, lovely morning. I was a little nervous when I saw the weather report on my phone said it was only 50 degrees out. And I thought, 50 degrees? Am I going to have to wear a jacket? No, it turns out I didn't need to wear a jacket, and I didn't. I checked the temperature at the back door, and it was 60 degrees out. And I have worked up a sweat. A little one. Enough that I'll have to take a shower before I go see the bank, but I also need food and coffee. Not necessarily in that order. Okay. And here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.